Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I follow, though I'm warned. May this journey bring a blessing.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to your name, Lord God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. We come before your presence tonight, thanking you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord, for what you're about to do in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you as we come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for your hand upon us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing right now, for even for demonstration and your power, your anointing in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, move by your presence and your power in Jesus' name. Show forth your glory and your mind, that we should go forth and do what thus saith the Lord. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for the sound and the abundance of rain. We thank you for a mighty release tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do in Jesus' name. Prepare your hearts, Lord God. Prepare the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus, that we will know truly, Lord God, that we will truly know, hallelujah, your hand. We should see your hand in operation, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus in our lives. Thank you for the breaking through. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for the machine videos, for the demonstration and the power and your anointing in Jesus' name like never before. Break through, hallelujah, every foul ground or everything, every hindrance, every blockage in Jesus' name. We command now to be knocked down, broken through in Jesus' name. It will not hinder nor stop the flow of God tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for a kingdom release in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you as we come, as we charge this atmosphere with your anointing, as we charge this atmosphere with the presence of God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, for what your mighty hand is doing in this hour. And we thank you for demonstration of your love like never before. We thank you for demonstration of your power. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, do what you desire to do, Lord God, as we go forth in a mighty and awesome way. Use us for your glory. Use us, Lord God, with the demonstration of your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of change in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord God, for breaking through, for breaking out in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you for Moshikana, for change happening in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Moshikana, Diana, Namandi, also. Roshikana, Reboshiana, Namandi. Oremandi, Oshikana, Namandi, Oshanda. Thank you, Reboshiana, Namandi, Oshindi. We come against every witching spirit, every wall-hunting spirit in the name of Jesus. We render you powerless right now in the name of Jesus. We break through the airwaves in Jesus' mighty name. Every interference that's been sent from hell, we bind you up. We release your maniosha. We remind you, shikanayondo. We render you powerless right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you for the kingdom glory. We thank you for the power to be released in this atmosphere now. Thank you for change, oh God. Thank you for the manifestation. Oh God, let it come forth mightily in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father, we take no prisoner tonight. We come against every work of the enemy right now. We come exposing the truth for what it is. Let the kingdom come forth in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as we are armed and dangerous in your presence. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to Eagles in the Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree with Prophet Selena Dupree. We thank God for each and every one who's here right now, who's joining us as we get ready to go in tonight. Like I said in the prayer, we're taking no prisoners. Taking no prisoners, no backseat riders. Amen. Glory to God. We're going in. And we're going to break through tonight. So we thank the Lord for what he's about to do and what he's preparing our hearts to encounter tonight. And we come in a spirit of expectation, my God. So, amen. As we get ready to go forth, let's get ready to get in the Word of God. Amen. Let's get ready to do this. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11. Once again, we're taking the gloves off.
No gloves tonight.
Not playing with the enemy. Mm-mm. Not playing with him at all. Verse 11, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of men, there have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. That's verse 12 again. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. Tonight, I'm going to talk to you from the subject of unleashing the kingdom in you. Unleashing the kingdom of God in you. Unleashing the kingdom of God in you. Glory to God. We understand Omandio Shah Namasa. Glory to God. Trying to speak English and spoke tongues. But glory to God. Unleashing the kingdom of God in you. Glory to God. Let us turn with me, amen. So we see here, as long as we're here, there's going to be warfare against the kingdom of heaven. When we talk the kingdom of heaven, this is the place, the actual place where God dwells. But we also understand there's also a part of this heaven in you and me, this kingdom. There's a part of the kingdom that resides with us. Let's go to Luke 17. Let's go to, yes, Luke 17, verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not in observation. In other words, it's not coming the way they're looking for it to come. It's not going to come in an observation form, in a building form, or not building, but a place, a location. That's, you know, sometimes we tend to look for things to be one way because of our way of thinking. But not so. He's telling them point blank. It's not coming in observation. Not the way you're looking for it to come. It's not coming that way. Verse 21 says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. It's never be over here or no there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, you wonder why the enemy doesn't like you. You wonder why the enemy tries to come after you. Every time you look around, he's always got a problem with you. Every time you look around, he's always trying to stir, trying to discourage you, trying to make you upset, make you even mad. You wonder why you are a target. Well, you see, when you say yes to the Lord, you became his target because you refused him and you received to accept the Lord. Now, we must understand that this is a war that we're in. This is not a kiddie fight. Oh, no. He means business. And if he means business, so should you. But you got to know what you're operating with. You got to know what you're working with. You got to know what to do. So we're talking about unleashing the kingdom of God in you. You have, and he said, lo, it's not over there, not over here and over there. For behold, the kingdom of God, his authority, his power is in you. You said, me? I'm just such and such. There's no way I can't do this and I can't do it to other people. Forget that. The fact of the matter is, you got the power. Now you have to cultivate and learn how to operate the kingdom within you. You need to learn how to operate the authority. And so because of that, that's why you have to take time out to spend time in the presence of God. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 5. Okay, let's go to Hebrews chapter 5. He says, For when the time you ought to be teachers, okay? And this part is for some people here, but not all. You have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. Some people who have been in this thing for a long time have to be retaught again because of erroneous doctrines and just ways of just, and maybe some just have forgotten the way. See, we take too much from the enemy today. Way too much. We should not be taking all this from the enemy. And the enemy come mess with you. Why? Because he can get away with it. Think about it. Why does a bully keep coming back to you? Because he can get over on you. No big secret. You're afraid of him. So what he does, he feels that fear. Every day he's saying, because he's looking forward to see the fear in your eye, to hear the trembling sound in your voice, that you're scared of, you're afraid of him, and he feeds off that. So his mind gets more and more devilish every day because he loves to make you scared. This is why we got to understand. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We're exposing the devil tonight. Don't let him punk you around. The enemy desires to make your life miserable. Why? Because nothing, no big deep secret, just because you let him. See, he knows who he can go to and get away with certain things with. Just like children. Children know who they can go to get over. They know if they pull daddy's car the right way, they can get away with some stuff. Or they come to mama crying the right kind of way. Oh, mommy, daddy says, they know exactly how to come in order for the truth to come out. Oh, yeah. There's nothing, no secret to it. Bottom line is this. The enemy will get away with whatever we allow him to get away with. But tonight we're not playing with him. He ain't dropping no lines tonight. He did it a few minutes ago. I'm serving notice. He and she ain't doing that tonight. No, sir. No, ma'am. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Tonight we come and he's going to eat this cake tonight. He's going to hear it. We ain't playing with him. Enough. Enough is enough. So, amen. So as we go forward, remember the kingdom of God is in you. You have been equipped. When you said, when you received the Lord and Savior as Christ in your life, as you receive him as Lord and Savior, God equipped you with the power of the kingdom of God. And this is God's authority. Now, let's look at, let me just finish this here. Amen. So he says, at the time you ought to be teachers, you have to be taught the first principles of the oracles of God. Amen. So, and are become such as you as have need of milk and not of strong meat. In other words, not only do we have to go back, we have to go back to the elementary stuff, to start from the beginning, just to make sure you understand what's really being said and done. Sometimes it was something, but you know, it's not all bad though, because sometimes we may need to do that to make sure there's not certain things that we miss, because there could be some simple instruction that we miss in our foundation that never was given to us. See, it may not have anything to do with you, or it may have. You may not have known because your leader at that time, or whoever was teaching you, didn't show you a certain key. One key that will make a difference in your life. And because you didn't get that one key, now you go ignorant of, or not knowing of what's going on or why you're suffering unnecessarily. Why is it that this thing has been a struggle for you for years? Why haven't you been praying and crying, and nothing has broken through yet? Maybe it's something that we're not doing, that we should be doing. Amen. So he goes further to say, you have need of milk and not of strong meat. Because, see, sometimes we can't handle how to pull things out of heaven. We can't even believe, we have to flow from where we are. Sometimes we want to be like Creflo or some other ones like that, or more experienced people. But we got to remember, we got to work from where we are. Even like ministers of the gospel. Don't try and be like me or anyone else or whoever. I mean, just saying as an example, you know, some people may be more experienced than you are. Don't try and be anyone else. You be yourself. You be yourself. Be who God has called you to be. See, because when we be trying to be everyone else, we never have the satisfaction of being ourselves. We never do. We rob God the joy of blessing us, of you being you. We rob God the joy of blessing you for who you are. and you miss out on the joy that God has in you stored up for you. Amen. All right, so let's go a little further. Amen. So truly embrace your identity in God. Embrace who God has made you to be. We have to remember the enemy loves to when people try to be cheap imitations. You love it when you try to be like everyone else because you never be yourself. And there's no power in being an imitation. No. The power is not in being an imitation. The power comes from being an original and being who God has called you to be. See, when you be an original, that means you fit the natural plan that God has given to you. When you be a copy of imitation, you're going to get a portion. You may get a portion because you look like or you try to copy what someone else is doing. But there's never the kind of power, the original power that you would get from being an original, being exactly who God has called you to be or flowing and operating the way God has made you to operate. Yeah, you know, you might get a few points for doing, being a master, being a copy of somebody. You may get a few points for that, for being a good imitation. But there's nothing like the real thing. Because, see, when you talk about being the real thing, I don't have to try and impress you. I don't have to try and do nothing. I just be. I am. See, it's harder for you. It takes more for you to try and be like me because I'm a pattern. I'm the original, and you're trying to copy me. It takes more for you to learn me and try to copy me. But you would never be me because you would never think like me. And I'll never be you. So this is why we have to understand when it comes to this, to the kingdom, one of the key things that we have to realize is you must be you in order to be effective in the kingdom. You cannot be an imitation of no one else and expect to have a change and expect the God to move. Many people have tried to be, this is like when I pray for somebody, I don't want to be saying, you'll be the next Juanita Bonham. No, Juanita Bonham is Juanita Bonham. Don't try and be like her. You be you. There's power in you being you, not someone else. There's power. Only person that we need to be like and we receive power like they do is Jesus. Why? Because Jesus has given us the right to walk in the power he has. It is our inheritance to walk in the power and the authority that he has given, he's released to us because of inherited the right. Juanita Bonham don't give you that kind of power to walk in like that, you know, for her. You know, that's her anointing. That's who God called her to be. There's no blessing in you being her. You being you. My God. That's so strong in my spirit right now. I don't know, but maybe some people in the line need to really understand that. There's no blessing in you being an imitation. There's no blessing in you being an imitation. Hallelujah. The blessing will come when you be the real, when you be original. Glory to God. Ah, my goodness. I want to go to this scripture. Hold that thought right there. Let's go to, I want to say 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. We do not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Don't compare yourself or try to be no cookie cutter of no one else. You are not going to be like anyone else. God made you to be an original. Don't try and flow in someone else's anointing. Flow on your own. Now, we understand with inheritance, you know, as far as when you receive the anointing of your leader for following, and, you know, there's a reward in that. Yes. Because you're not necessarily trying to be like them, but they're adding to you and making you, you know, they're the one who's pouring into you. They're the one who's making you. Because of what they're doing in your life, how they're imparting into your life, they're building you, you're learning from them. You're washing their hand or rinse their hand. In servanthood, okay, there's going to be some things, some attributes you will receive like them. But you still won't be them. When we see the principle of Elijah and Elisha, even though Elisha washed the hands of Elijah, received a double portion of his anointing, but Elisha still had his own ministry. Elisha still walked in his identity. When Elisha went forth, Elisha did twice as much miracles as Elijah did. First of all, because he was his successor. he was made to go further because the path was laid for him from Elijah. And furthermore, because of the, see, Elisha already had an anointing on him. There was more added to him from Elijah. So really, by right, he should have gone further. He should have done twice as many miracles and signs and wonders. It would have been disappointing if he didn't. Let's say like that. There were certain things that Elijah did that Elisha didn't do. Elijah would be one who would do. He would want to initiate certain things, do it, get things done. Elisha was more like, well, let me tell you what to do. Just do such and such, 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 such. He would give them more instruction and send them off to go do it. Elijah would be more so the one who would, by his hand, certain things were done. So even though the same anointing, double portion is anointing, but it still came out of him differently. When it came down to Elisha, it came out of him differently because this is the way that God had used him to operate. So understand this, the blessing is not in imitating no one else. No. The blessing is you being an original, being who you are. You may have some of the flavor that someone else has. You may have some attributes. You may have some spiritual attributes that of the other person who's imparted into your life. But there's no blessing in you being them. God, you rob when you try to be someone else. You rob God of the pleasure of blessing you for being you. So we're talking about unleashing the kingdom of God. So I had to throw that part there to you because sometimes we get caught up in trying to be like someone else or caught up because we're not someone else. And I want to kill that demon while we're right there. There's no need for you to be upset and discouraged that you're not other people. You be yourself. Amen. So as you continue to be yourself, you will see the hand of God moving your life. So let's go back to Hebrews. So remember that scripture. Just whenever you have a feeling of you will be like somebody else, remember that scripture. Go back to that and take a look at it again. God don't want you to be like anyone else. Be yourself. Be who God has called you to be. All right. So praise God. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. Okay, verse 13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful. That's like a baby. When a baby is drinking milk, they're unskillful to meat. They don't know how to eat meat. They don't know how to process meat yet. That's too far for them. Their system isn't ready for that yet. So sometimes some people are in the same place. They may have been in church for a lot of years. Oh, yeah, may have been in church for 10, 15 years. But when they come to applying what they learn from the church, they're still in milk. Oh, yeah. And so this is why we have to understand when we're talking about unleashing the kingdom. Unleashing the kingdom is a maturity. It shows maturity. It shows growth. It shows time spent with God. This comes when you unleashing the kingdom into the earth. Remember, we are kingdom bearers. So when we actually releasing the kingdom of God into the earth, this is going to be based off who we are, where we are in God, and affected and infecting the atmosphere where we are or locations. So we have to understand, in order for us to be effective the way God has wanted us to be, we have to be walking where we need to be. We can't be on milk and try to operate on meat level. That's not going to happen. That's not going to work. Matter of fact, there's going to be a problem with that. You're going to have some digestive issues. Amen? So as we go further, he goes on to say, he's unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. That means there's your effectiveness may not be to where it should be because you should be having more demonstration of some manifestation or maturity, but because of where you are, you're not quite showing that which you ought to be showing or what we think you should be showing. So because of that, that shows that you're not as skilled as you probably should be in the Word. Now, understand this. He said, for he is a babe. You may be, even though you may have 15 years of being saved in church, but you may be operating on the kingdom skill level of maybe 4 or 5 years. And if that is the case, accept the truth, see for what it is, okay, and change your attitude about it. Okay, well, you know, Lord, I need to come up. Teach me how to be more mature. Teach me how to operate, put the kingdom principles in operation so I now can see the kingdom effect in my life. See, it's nothing. See, this is why when we look at this thing, And I blame a lot of the leaders because why? Because there's some things that they should have done that they didn't do. So all is not on you. All is not on you. Wherever we're lacking is not all on us. But there's some things that those former leaders have done or shouldn't have done or they were supposed to do but didn't do. Now, some just did not know. I just cut straight to the course on that. Some leaders just didn't know. I can't teach you something I don't know. But that's why, as a leader, we should always be growing. We should always want to do things, learn more, read more, understand more. Because if we ever have an attitude of we know it all, God can't use us. We stunt our growth. Because if you know everything, then God said, well, you got this. I'm not, you got that. You by yourself. We don't need to be much. God didn't call us to be a know-it-all. But he called us to trust the one that does know all. He didn't call us to be a know-it-all. But he called us to trust in the one that knows all and stay close to him. So, amen. All right, so we're moving along. Amen. For one that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. Well, now, he said he's unskillful. That means low skills, no skills. He's a novice. He doesn't have a lot of, he never had a lot of practice in doing it. He's an amateur when it comes to the word, putting the word in action. Now, that's where we can have people who quote all these kind of scriptures, but really when it comes to applying it, having a revelation of that word, that's where we see some people at. You know, and so here we have to understand that we need a revelation of his word. When we have a revelation, that means the light bulbs go up. Oh, I see what I've been doing wrong. Oh, my, I see. Okay. I need to do this. So, in the word of righteousness, when he's a babe. Verse 14. But strong meat belongeth. You will possess strong meat when you are a full age. Belong to them that are full age. In other words, when you are mature, to a point now you can eat, go from milk to now eating meat and solid meat, now there's a maturity difference there. Now you can be able to handle the truth. Now you should be able to handle the truth a whole lot better than a person who's a babe. Now we have some people who are babes, they can handle the truth better than some people who's on meat. Because sometimes with that maturity, sometimes some people can get their feelings in the wrong place. And their feelings can get hurt. Instead of just taking chastisement, what it is, chastisement comes to those because God loves you. God corrects those that he loves. But some people take it as a personal attack. And when you look at correction as a personal attack, thank God, that's out of order. God can't use you. Because now you're ready to take everything offensive, everything to be offensive. So now, God, how can God use you the way he want to use you? You're feeling so easy to get caught up into this thing. Oh, glory to God. And anyone who needs to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the Q box. And tonight we are talking about unleashing the kingdom of God in you. Amen. Unleashing the kingdom of God in you. Amen. So glory to God. So when we talk about really unleashing the kingdom, we're going to see it starts from milk. You know, there's certain things you do by faith on the milk level that is going to operate differently on the meat level. So we have to start where we are, and that's the key. Remember, this whole thing is you don't want to wait till you turn full of, you know, you to where you're on the meat and then start trying to put the word of God in action. No, we need to do it from wherever we are. You started off with milk. Begin to work from there. See, this is how we begin to gain experience and build faith. See, faith comes by hearing by the word, but we also, let's go to Romans 5. Amen. Start of verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand. Okay? He's given us grace, you know, for the access to faith and where we stand. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. knowing that the tribulation worketh patience. Now, see, the followers now, knowing, okay, the glory in we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. See, as you're going through that process of whatever you're waiting on God to do, you know, you're going through this process, like, okay, your position is a certain way, you're going through this, trying to make sure you stay safe and stay in place with God. Okay, now he's causing you patience to learn how to wait on him. And patience bring about experience. So as you're walking in patience, that patience gives you experience with God and knowing how to wait on God, knowing how to serve him. You know, as you have patience, you're causing your experience to grow. Okay? Because you have some experience and you've walked through some things with God, now that gives you hope. So now you're seeing from one place in faith to another. So now increasing your hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. See, because you walk through the thing, you've allowed God to build you up, to strengthen you, this hope that you have won't make you ashamed. Okay? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by way of the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. So, hey, amen. So we have to realize that God is allowing us to go through this process so we can get to where he would have us to be. And that's why we have to trust the Lord in this process and not go by what we see. As we're growing, he's causing us to begin to see the gospel from a different light. He calls us to walk in the gospel from a different place. It's just all giving us experience walking with God. Okay, so once again, unleashing the kingdom of God in you. So now, because we're learning to walk out the word, okay, let me give an example of walking out the word. Okay, we say that faith come by hearing, hear by the word, God. So, okay, so now because we understand that principle, we sit at the table, we begin to read the word, and we begin to speak it out loud. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. So you begin to kind of marinate on this thing, begin to meditate on it day and night. You begin to find yourself, you know, beginning to make your way prosperous. Now, let's go on that note. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, amen. All right, never read the whole thing, but let's go to verse. Let's go for verse number 6. The strong, okay, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide an inheritance in their land, which I swear to thy fathers to give them. Only be very strong, very courageous, that thou mayest observe, listen with intent to do, the according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it, from the left to the right hand, or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. See, as you begin to learn the word, you begin to apply the word to your life, and you begin to see the results of the word. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. See, we need to make sure that we're keeping on speaking the word, praying the word. The more you begin to pray and speak it, the sooner you can get revelation of what God is saying to you. Amen. So he said, but thou shalt meditate, think on, just let it rest on us through in day and night. See, meditation helps us to let the word begin to rehearse the word in our mind, let it flow back and forth. Like I said, faith comes by hearing, hear by the word. So now we are, you're allowing it to come outside and begin to rehearse it to your mind and begin in your spirit. And see, as you begin to get that thing in your spirit, now you begin to feel the effect of the change. So as he says, according to thy word, this is all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. See,
now, because you've gotten the word, you've meditated on the word, and it's in you, it's causing you to be solid, stable. Now you're going to begin to make your way prosperous. You're going to begin to walk this word out. You will begin to see the effects of the word. You will begin to see the manifestation of that word that you've been studying out. You begin to put it in action. Amen. Thou shalt meditate day and day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Amen. So as you begin to walk out the word, you begin to see the word begin to take effect in your life. Amen. Day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that was written therein. Amen. So for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. If you want to be able to really move forward in the things of God and really have good success and accomplish some things, you got to put the word of God to use. Put that word into use to where now you are actually practicing that word day and night. You're actually allowing yourself to think on it, meditate on it, rehearse it, speak it. And see, now you're increasing your faith. You're building up yourself in the things of God. Now you begin to build a solid foundation as you begin to grow. All right? So, amen, you have good success. So, amen, I just wanted to show that there. Amen. Let's go back to Hebrews and see this word come to pass. So, as we see this thing, so it helps us to understand. The more I meditate on the word, the more I rehearse the word, the more I begin to think about it and execute and do it and operate the word, the more I'm going to see the kingdom authority. I'm going to see the release. So once again, the number to call is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the cue box. Amen. All right, so that's the last verse. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age. It means mature. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. Okay? Get this, very important part here. Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. In other words, in order for us to really see the effect of the word in our lives, we have to be able to put that word of God into action. We have to begin to exercise the word. We have to begin to exercise our faith with the word and begin to see the fruit that comes forth out of the word. That's the only way we'll be able to see it. Because if we don't, we don't take time to build each other, build ourselves, we won't get to see God the way we need to. Amen. We will miss out on what God wants for us. Because we try to go about things our way. Amen. So that's not the case what God wants to do. Then we must learn to trust him. Amen. So, amen. So, he goes to this sister exercise. So, this is once again, and this is not just me and do something one time and that's it. It means continuously doing it right with the purpose of getting it right and doing it. And so, both good and evil. So, as we begin to see and discern both good and evil, this is because that we take time to build up ourselves according to the word of faith. Amen. So we begin to put that word into action in our life. We begin to see the unleashing begin. Amen. So glory to God. So amen. So as we learn, let's go to Luke chapter 11, and let's see a live version of this thing happen. Example. Amen. So. Amen. So as we continue on, amen. Okay, 11. Okay, we're looking at Luke 11 and verse 14. And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. It's quiet. And it came to pass, when the devil was come out, the dumb spake. And the people wondered. But some of them said, he cast out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of devils. Now, we've seen some crazy things, but just, that was pretty crazy for them to say that. But here it goes. Here goes the Pharisees and sad seeds. You know, you're sad. But some said of them, he cast out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of devils. Tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And a house divided against itself
fails. It would not have good success. If a house is working against one another, every time the grown people arguing in the house, that house can fall. How can we walk unless we agree? There's no agreement. There's no unity. It's not going to be success. Okay? Verse 18. If Satan divided against himself, if he's divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? See, the same way we got to understand, the same way kingdom of darkness operate is also the same way the kingdom of darkness, well, the same way the kingdom of light operate, and it also is the same way the kingdom of darkness operate as well. They have to begin, they have to understand rank, they respect rank, and, you know, and just wait for their turn. We can't expect the enemy to bless us. He's not going to say the things that we should be hearing. He's going to always be speaking of things to put himself in the place of being over you or using you against you, using himself against you. Amen. He's always trying to prove something that's not true. Verse 19, if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, whom do your sons cast them out? So if you're talking about me casting the devil out, if I'm casting them out by Beelzebub, who are your people casting them out with? Jesus got smart with the little class. He got real smart. Amen. The numbers, the calling once again is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the cue box. Okay, some said he cast the devil through Beelzebub, chief of devils, and others tempted him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and the house divided against itself falls. Amen. So here it is, when we see the kingdom of God in action here, the Lord is actually showing how, you know, the kingdom of God is not divided against itself. It won't bring division. And this is what happens when people sometimes, when we try to use the word of God, but we end up doing things out of the content, we bring about distraction, we bring about confusion. We bring confusion. And also with confusion, we also have some things that we need and some things we don't. Some other stuff happens because of miscommunication or whatever the case may be. Then we can't work together and it's going to lead to a bigger problem. Amen. All right, so verse 18 says, verse 18 says, it also be divided against himself, who shall his kingdom, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that thou has that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. So it is, he's telling them, so how are you going to sit here and tell me I'm casting out devils by the spirit of Beelzebub? You can't, you know, you say what you want, but God, Jesus is like, no, that ain't going to fly. Verse 19, and if by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom your sons cast them out? Therefore, shall they be your judges. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God, God's authority, God's power, come upon you. Amen. Amen. His whole kingdom, his kingdom authority now comes to you. Amen. So you walk in the power of God. Amen. So, as we see here, that's what the Lord wants to understand, that the enemy wants us dead. He wants us to be corrupted off track. But the more we begin to put this word of God, we unleash the word of God in our lives, the more we begin to use positive confessions or positive affirmations, the more we begin to speak the power of God into our life, begin to speak the word of God and speak the authority of Christ, the more things will begin to happen. We've got to remember, you're framing your world by the words that you speak or not speaking. You know, we can also not be speaking the right thing and getting jammed up as well. But God wants us to walk in his authority, his power, his likeness. Amen. So, amen. So, as we continue to see that, amen, when a strong man armed keep his palace and his goods are in peace. Amen. When a strong man armed keep his palace, his goods are in peace. But when it's stronger than he cometh, overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his souls. Amen. So in this area here, we see where the Lord is dealing with those who are not walking obedience and not walking right. And so this will be a perfect opportunity for the enemy to restrike Well, amen. Well, I'll tell you this. The more effective you become by preaching the word of God, helping souls to get saved, the more hell gets ticked off, gets upset with you. See, when we talk about unleashing the kingdom, we unleash the kingdom of God to bring forth results. See, God never brought you into this war or this battle unarmed. God didn't do that. He's giving you some tools of success by the keys of the kingdom. There's certain things that we have to go before God about that no one probably understands, but we have to seek the Lord's face about it and wait till he says, now it's time, it's okay. Yeah, that's enough. But until he says that, yeah, things we got to go forth and get done. We got to do it. Amen. So as we continue to go forth, it's just be encouraged and just know that the Lord is working on your behalf today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're almost there. Hold on. And verse 19, if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Just wanted to know. Amen. Therefore shall they be your judges. If I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is upon you. If you see demonstration of the power of God, no doubt that the kingdom of God is upon you. That's why we can't be so caught up with people and trying to, you know, live life with them and trying to do everything. We want to make sure that we are walking in our identity. We need to walk in our own authority and power and not trying to be imitated of no one else. God wants us to be truly, hallelujah, kingdom citizens. Unleashing the kingdom of God within you. So remember that. We're unleashing the kingdom of God. So, amen. As we go down. Amen. Verse 18. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Amen. During that time, they felt the moral victory, they didn't have to even answer. But if the finger of God casts out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is upon you. Amen. You can't deny me of the kingdom operation that's inside of me. If I'm operating the word, if I'm putting the word into use, I'm standing on the word, I'm speaking the word, touching lives with the word, by seeing, you know, touching hearts and minds and with the word and let it re-encourage them, get them out of their bad place right now. So, amen, this is what we do. We are here to affect this dying world. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing and how he's doing it as he continues to demonstrate his love and power. Amen. As we continue forward, let's remember him. Amen. So as we go further, amen, let's go verse 14. And he was casting out the devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass when the devil was going out, the dumb sister spake, and people wondered. See, in order for you to see the miracles of God to happen, there needs to be some situation that's going to cause you to trust God for real. Pain in the hand is stuff that, you know, it won't take a whole bunch to get through. No, the stuff that's critical, that if you make the wrong move, it can cost you everything. Amen. All right. If you then, being evil, know how to give good drinks, I mean, to give good gifts, to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? He was casting out a devil, and it was dumb, it came to pass when the devil was going out, the devil speak, and the people wondered. Amen. But some of them cast out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others tempting him sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And a house divided against itself will not stand. So no matter what, he was able to stick with the principle of sowing and reaping and get the harvest he needed. Amen. So glory to God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for helping us to understand as we unleash the kingdom. We didn't get to finish tonight, but Lord, thank you for helping us to release this kingdom, unleash this kingdom. As we begin to get more to the word, that we will have to practice the word, put the word in harvest and use. Glory to God. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for your presence and your power in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you that it's all things through Christ that strengthens us. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for the fruit of our lips, Lord God, and thank you for causing her heart to be exceeding happy in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for your purpose and your power, your love in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that you are causing us to triumph each and every day, Lord God, because we trust in you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for even the word in this hour. Touch every heart to listen tonight. Let them receive full, totally what you have them to receive. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we want to take this second to pray for each and every one of you that are listening tonight. Hey, glory to God. Now, Father, thank you for blessing your people. And we thank you for a renewed fellowship with him in Jesus' name. Lord, forgive me for my sins. I've gone astray. I thank you, Lord God, for your son Jesus dying on the cross to save me. Thank you, Lord God. I surrender. I give you my all. So as we continue to go forth, Lord God, thank you for changing our hearts that we should see eye to eye. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, amen. So, glory to God. And the other prayer for those who, you've loved to walk away from the Lord, you got separated from his love, well, we'll bring you back into. Father, we thank you, Lord God, forgive me, I've gone astray. Forgive me, Lord God, for not taking the time out to prepare ourselves to receive in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you right now for showing us, bring forth perfected praise. So, amen. So, as we are walking this thing out, let us be mindful that we are not caring or we're not signing up for anything that God has not wanted us to walk in. So, Lord, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we surrender. We surrender all to you, Lord. Thank you for bringing us back in righteous fellowship with you, that we should do what's right. As we reconnect, Lord God, because of our thank you, that, Lord, we thank and truly say that we are saved, set free, and delivered. And we thank you, Lord God. But not only that, but Lord, we thank you for bringing us right back in the right fellowship with you, that we can walk uprightly in thy presence, O Lord. So, Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And let the house say amen. Once again, thank God for each and every one for joining us tonight. With a great time in the word. Amen. We're talking about unleashing the kingdom in you, a kingdom of God in you. And Lord willing, we'll get to pick back on this next week. Amen. Because we still got a few areas to go into and really understand and know God has made you to win. He's made you to prosper in all things. He's made you to have good success. His plan never for you was to fail because you're not a failure. Let me say that again. His plan for you to fail, it was never part of the plan for you. You were always ready to be saved. I mean, you were always meant to have good success. Excuse me. Amen. So God wants you to have good success. Don't cheat yourself out of something that God has already called for you to be. So amen. So kingdom blessings to you all. Thank you once again for joining us tonight. And may God continue to add a blessing to his word into your life. Amen. Kingdom blessings. Amen.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm.
Thank you.